Been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm talking to us today about a subject that we should all know. You are redeemed in Christ Jesus. I've been accepted through Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed, and now I'm seated together with Christ in the heavenly places. I once was dead, but now
I'm alive.
I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was deaf, but now I hear. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was a loser, but now I'm a winner. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. And so you've got to get into the presence of God, know you're in the presence of God, and let Him shape you. Do you hear what I said? Get in the presence of God, see the glory of God, and let God shape your life. Wow. Telling you, when He shapes you and you see what you can do and who you are, you won't stop at anything. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too big to overcome. Amen. And no one is too bad to not love when you get into Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. Remember, I said this the other day. When a child of God looks into the Word of God and sees the Son of God, he's changed by the Spirit of God into the image of God for the glory of God. You got to see who you are. When you see Jesus enough, you'll start seeing you. Because God's trying to perfect us to be more and more like Christ. Isn't that the case? He wants us to be more. And have you noticed you've become closer to Christ than you ever were? Because now that you got born again and saved, you stop doing some things you weren't supposed to do. You still do other things you're not supposed to, but you repent real quick, right? Jesus didn't have to repent ever. You know that. He was without sin. But have you noticed? Take your pre-life, BC, 40 years ago, or 20 years ago, 5 years, whenever, and think then how far you look from Christ to now. At least now I stopped the cussing. I stopped the drinking. I stopped the this and that. You're looking more like Christ. You won't ever look exactly like Christ because He's perfection. Once your spirit has gone to heaven, you're going to be as perfect as ever. I mean, you are perfect in your spirit right now. But your outward appearance, it's a work in progress. But you're looking more like Christ than you did before you were saved. Come on, you got to see this. You see, you got to find your place in Christ in order to be all that you are in Christ. When you find your place in Christ and see who you are in Christ, then you become more for Christ. Yes. Fruits of a righteous man is a tree of life. Now, your redemption is an accomplished fact. Your redemption is an accomplished fact. You can't earn any more redemption than you've got today if you receive Jesus Christ. Hebrews 9:12. Look what he says here. Having obtained eternal redemption for us, Amplified says, secured a complete redemption and everlasting release for us. Goodspeed says, secured our permanent deliverance. The voice says, and thus obtaining redemption for us for all time. You are redeemed. You are redeemed. And everything Jesus did was for you. Think about that. He came to do it for us. There was no other agenda. He came to destroy the works of the enemy for us. He came to hang on the cross for us. Amen. He came for redemption for us. He came to pay the ransom for us. Everything He did was for me and you. That's huge. That's so powerful. And so there's a picture for you. Your completeness is found in Christ. Isn't that the truth? Amen. Now, I want to look at a couple of these half scriptures that the Apostle Paul wrote in his letters. In the King James, it's hath, H-A-T-H, or has. Hath is a past tense word. He has already done, all right? I have been redeemed, past tense, amen. Now watch out, Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Christ hath redeemed you. Christ hath redeemed you. Write these scriptures down, Galatians 3:13. Christ hath redeemed you from the curse of the law. Colossians 1:12. God hath qualified you for your inheritance. God has qualified. I'm giving you scripture so you can understand. It's not one. God has qualified you for your inheritance. Colossians 1:13. He has delivered you from the power of darkness and has translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. He has already done it. You're already in the kingdom of God. Do you understand? Spiritually speaking, I'm already a child of God. I'm already in the kingdom of God. Amen. That's why when someone passes on, they go to be with the Lord. They go immediately to be with the Lord. But we're in the kingdom of God now. Ephesians 1:3, he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In Christ. He has already blessed you. You're already blessed. Don't look for the blessings. Draw them out. Amen. Romans 2, Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. He has made me free from the law of sin and I am, listen, he has made me free from the law of sin and death. He has, it's a past tense word. He has done it. Look at this, 2 Corinthians 5:18. He has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. We're reconciled to God already. It's done. We're already reconciled. I don't have to go and pray for 5 hours. Oh, God, please talk to me. What are you talking about? Get up. Stand on your feet and come boldly to me. You've already been reconciled to me. Oh, my God. Look at this, 2 Corinthians 5:21. He has made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. He made him to be sin. Who knew no sin for us. He never sinned, but he became sin for us. We are redeemed. Pastor Mark, we're redeemed. It's a done deal. I have been redeemed. Colossians 2:13, my last one for you. There's hundreds. Listen, there's 1,950 of these hath scriptures in the Bible. 1,950. You want to spend the rest of the day here? Because I can do it. Watch your Colossians 2:13. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, have he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespass. Oh, God. I want to read that one again. And you being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. All trespasses. All trespasses. The day you came to Jesus and received him as your Lord and Savior, whoosh, righteousness overtook filth. It's done. I have been redeemed by Jesus Christ. It's a past tense, paid the price, and the prisoners must be released. Amen. But you've got to know this, and you've got to stop letting what you sinned before stop you receiving the glory and the blessing of God today. So many people are walking around with condemnation. Now watch here. That word, redemption, the definition from the Strong's Concordance, is number 3085. Here's what it means, redemption, right? Ransoming from imprisonment for debt or from slavery, release from national misfortune, etc. Liberation, deliverance, release, deliverance through the payment of a price. You are free from that old sin, from that sinful nature we were born with through Adam. We have been redeemed. It's gone. It's no longer you who live, but Christ in you now. You understand? And so Christ lives in your spirit. He's redeemed you enough that he can come and dwell in my spirit. He's cleansed out this temple, and it's now worthy for him to come into. He did it. He did it. Say, he did it. Jesus paid the price for your freedom. Every sin, he paid the price for your freedom. And he didn't do half a job. He paid it in full. You listen. Say this: I have been delivered through the blood of Jesus. I am no longer held captive by sin, by Satan, by sickness, by fear, by poverty, or guilt. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Come on. You've got to see yourself as someone supernatural in Christ. Amen. He did a complete good work. Amen. Ephesians 1:7, look at this. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. You are forgiven, saints. You are forgiven, family. You are forgiven, children of God. You are forgiven. Oh my God. I tell you, this is freedom. Listen how the Barclay translation says it. It is in and through Christ and the sacrifice of His life that we have been liberated. It is in and through Christ and the sacrifice of His life that we have been liberated. We have been. What tense has been? Not past. Past. Past tense, right? We have been liberated. It's a past tense phrase. Amen. That's why you don't get it. You don't speak English.
That's all right.
That's all right. And now listen to this. Some Christians believe that although they've had forgiveness of sins, you're not free from the penalties of your sin. There's a big problem with the kingdom of God. They think, okay, I've been forgiven sins, but there's still a penalty for that sin. Let me tell you what. In other words, they think I can still be and I should expect to be punished for my sins. There are many people living with that attitude. Now listen, we know the Bible says the wages of sin is death. You can't go willfully sinning, all right? You got to put it under the blood, repent, and move forward. But sins that you committed years ago, maybe you had an abortion. Maybe you had whatever it was, and that's still holding you captive. Jesus Christ, when He paid for the sins, He paid for every single sin. You have been redeemed from every single sin on the planet that you've ever committed, ever. You are redeemed. That's the work that Jesus Christ did at the cross for you and me. And so now I don't expect to be punished. Some people think, for example, they expect to be punished. For example, some married couples they're told they can't have children because of premarital sex. Now, I don't go for premarital sex. That's wrong. We know that's wrong. You know, it says the bed of marriage is undefiled. So it is wrong. But God's forgiven you. He's forgiven you. People are not getting children because they're believing they still got to pay for their sin. Well, then what did Jesus do? If I got to pay for my sin, He didn't complete the work. Come on, this will free you up. Because what it's doing is it's holding people back from being who they are in Christ. He did a complete work. He completely redeemed us 100%. 100%. Completely cleansed. And so now I've been justified by God. And I can come into His presence without sin consciousness. I can step straight into God's presence. And He says, my son, my daughter. And you say, Abba, Dad. It's just powerful. But I want you to know God is the only one. He's the only one who can fully appreciate the full value of His Son's blood. He knows exactly what His Son Jesus Christ did. He knows exactly what it means. And He's completely satisfied with the sacrifice concerning your sins. He, listen to what I'm saying. He's completely satisfied by His Son's sacrifice for yours and my sins. God was satisfied while He was in heaven and Jesus' blood poured out. It satisfied the judgment of God as it was put on Jesus Christ.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
west of Old England.